Okay, so with that, why don't we get on to our agenda, and we will call number two on the agenda, Daniel and Deborah Walker.
Hi, I don't know if I have to stand up or.
Want a few jumping jacks first?
Yeah, do some burpees.
Before you get started, if you could raise your, state your name and address for the record, and then raise your right hand at the vice chairman will swear you in.
Okay, Deborah Walker, 15 Hawkers Lane, Brewster, New York.
All right, raise your right hand, please. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so we bought the house, I guess I'll give you a little background. We bought the house a year ago on Hawkers Lane, and it has a 10 by 10 deck right now. And we have my husband and I, that's Daniel, and we have two adult children that live with us, and so we'd like to expand the deck. Looking into it, looking at the survey, originally the setback is 80 feet from my property line, but I think after talking to the town office, it turns out it's 100 feet setback, so I'm looking for a 20-foot variance, basically. I gave you all, I think you all have copies of what we're trying to expand. So it's going to still be 10 feet, but then the length is going to be 14 feet, wide, like long. And it's, since we're only four houses on the property, on the road, so I really would like to be able to expand it because I can't fit anything on a 10 by 10 deck. I can't fit any furniture, we can't fit our barbecue, we can't really do, and I do have hedges, I gave pictures, so I do have hedges and there's like pines that nobody really would be able to see it from the road, and I do have 5 acres, so I'm just hoping that it's granted the 20 foot variance.
Okay. Looks like a pretty standard application.
Yeah, the zoning board would really help me with the application.
I mean, from the photographs, it really looks like probably nobody's going to be able to see this.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my neighbor.
Anyone on the board have any questions for the applicant? No. Anyone in the audience have any questions about this application?
Yes, I would.
That's my neighbor.
Hi. I'm just a neighbor.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Kerry O'Hanlon.
Okay.
8 Hawkridge Lane.
Okay.
I have no problem with them doing any work to their home. They're good people. It'll increase the value of my neighborhood. I have no problem with it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Seems fairly cut and dry. Oh, here's Greg. Well, sir, come in and you can vote.
Oh, sir.
That gives you one more potential yes vote. You need 4.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
You can't. I was like right there for 10 minutes.
I don't think Greg heard me.
Saw you in the apartment.
So they're building a deck, Greg. They need a 20-foot variance. They have a 100-foot setback. It's pretty densely wooded over there, so nobody's going to see it. And their neighbor has come out to tell us that he has no objection.
And my other neighbor wrote a letter also to people directly across the street, Nordstrom's. They wrote
is that
a letter.
On your
map? Yes. Yep.
And they're on 5 acres of land.
That too.
And you can't see it from Gage Road.
You cannot see it from Gage Road.
I drive Gage frequently. I know you can't see
okay.
it.
All right. I guess if there's no further deliberation or questions, I'll entertain any motion anyone would care to make, and Paul, this is your last chance.
I will make my final motion as a member of the Zoning Board of Appeals to grant the applicant a 20-foot variance from the east side setback where 100 feet is required and 80 is proposed for purposes of expanding the deck.
Thank you, Paul. Do I have a second?
Second.
For a second. Address
whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created by the variance. No, I don't believe there will be any change to the character of the neighborhood whatsoever, and certainly not a detriment. As the neighbor has testified, it will increase the the value of the property, so certainly not a detriment. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance, it can't, given the situation of the house on Hawkridge Lane, they would need a variance to do anything there. And they have 5 acres of land, so it really doesn't make any sense to not grant it there. Whether the requested variance is substantial under these circumstances, I do not believe a 20-foot variance on the 100-foot requirement is substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effective impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district. There's no evidence to that effect, and I don't believe it would have any. And whether or not the alleged difficulty was self-created, only to the extent that they want to expand their deck, and I don't believe that would be reason to deny the variance application.
Very good. Thanks, Paul.
Thank
we'll
you.
Do a roll
Thank
call
you.
Vote. Scott, I'll start with you.
In favor.
Okay. Steve?
In favor.
Rod?
In favor.
Greg?
I'm in favor.
Paul?
I'm in favor.
I'm in favor as well.
Thank you, guys.
This is great.
Thank you.
Hang on
1 second,
we have some paper.
Okay.
I got to do my job too.
It was good thing.
I got a lot going on here.
Your witness was very compelling.
It's going to be a short meeting for you guys, right?
Oh, cookie.
Okay, so you can take this to the building department and you should be able to get your building permit.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome.